I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hope you're having a wonderful... What day is it today? Wednesday. This is Debbins On Demand on the radio.com app, the spot where you can get all the stuff from my afternoon show on 98PXY in like a 5-minute mini podcast. We've all heard about this happening to grandparents or just people who are just like not really computer savvy who are using Zoom, but now a lawyer in Texas was apparently attending court via Zoom, couldn't figure out how to turn off a filter that made it so he had a cat head. His entire head was like a cat, and he just couldn't figure it out. They had to proceed with court while this lawyer was a cat, because they can't pause that. This is very important. It's amazing. I'm glad that I don't have to go to court. Hopefully not ever. But if you got to go to court, That probably makes it a little more fun, having your lawyer look like a cat. The latest movie to get a remake is The Wizard of Oz. Part of me hates that all the remakes these days, there's so many remakes. There's just so many remakes. And it's a little like, come up with new stuff, please. But then also, isn't there part of you that's like, just curious how they're going to redo a movie like Wizard of Oz? And so, at least I always end up paying to see it regardless. They always end up with my money somehow. Senator Elizabeth Warren has a children's book coming out later this year. Doesn't it feel like every public figure has a kid's book now? It's almost like a thing. Lil Nas X came out with one, I think, earlier this year. Kelly Clarkson, she's had one. Could you imagine if Donald Trump came out with a kid's book? Maybe that's what he'll do now that he's not president and he can't tweet. He'll just put all that angry energy he would have tweeted out into kids' books. QAnon Conspiracy Theories for Kids by Donald J. Trump. Today is National Umbrella Day, which is another one that just doesn't make sense for February. We had National Kite Day a few days ago. Why would you put Umbrella Day in a month where so much of the country gets snow and not rain? Although I was watching a show the other day in which people were using umbrellas to keep snow off of them. Is that a thing? I have never seen that before. But they were doing that in this show. Maybe I'm the weird one. I don't know. Some nursing home residents in Maryland apparently celebrated getting their COVID shots by taking actual shots afterwards to celebrate. I feel like that's a reason to celebrate. It also gives me hope that old age doesn't mean that we have to stop partying. So I love seeing that. You ever try something new just because everyone else likes it, but then you realize like maybe it's not for you? Puzzles have become such a popular thing during the pandemic. And my girlfriend and I got one for Christmas. We started it probably like a little over a month ago. And it's just been sitting there. On her floor, actually, because her table wasn't big enough to fit all the pieces of the puzzle. So, yeah, on her floor, this like, I can't even say half done. I can't really, truthfully, not even a quarter done. This like barely eighth done puzzle is just like all over her floor for like a month now. I'm considering hiring someone just to finish it for us. I know what you're thinking. Why not just put it away? But there's like that sense of accomplishment. Like, I want to see it done. I want to see it finished. I don't really want to be the one that finishes it, but I want to see it done. And I might pay for that. Good news story for you. The oldest person in Europe just beat the virus. She's a nun in France named Lucille Randon. Although I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong because she's French. So it's probably Lucille Randon, something like that. I have no idea. Not French. She tested positive on January 16th, but she was asymptomatic, and she's beaten the virus now. Tomorrow is her 117th birthday. Can you imagine? When you're 117, can you call yourself a teenager again, technically? Just something to think about. And here's a ridiculous crime story for you. A guy in Oregon with a bumper sticker that said, "Not drunk, avoiding potholes," accidentally backed into a cop car while drinking Busch Light over the weekend. Turned out he was almost 3 times the legal limit. So his bumper sticker was definitely a lie, or at least partially a lie, because maybe he was actually also avoiding potholes, just the not drunk part that was fake. Have a great rest of your evening, night, whatever time of day you're listening to this. Another Debbins on Demand for you tomorrow afternoon. Also on the air 3 to 8 on Netty UPXY. Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.